break it down, down like this.
What's up, everyone? Welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. It's fantastic to have you here in the midst of Fast February. Thank you, everyone, who's been entering, and congratulations to our winner this week. Remember, if you want to win a $150 voucher from New Balance, all you need to do is tag us in on your workout or running posts at Run Tempo Fit on Instagram and Facebook, and also tag in New Balance at New Balance NZ. To be in the draw to win. It's that simple. This week, we have a special guest. Her name is Camille Buscombe. She is the queen of distance running in New Zealand right now. She recently went to the Doha World Championships back in 2019, where she got 12th in both the 5,000 metres and the 10,000 metres. Get a load of these times. She ran 14:58. That's 14:58 for the 5,000 metres. That's quicker than 3 minute Ks. She ran 31:13 for the 10,000 meters. That's what, 307, 308 per K? It is fast. She is a very fast woman, and it's a really privilege to have her on the show and to design a really cool workout for you guys today. Now, a quick note about the episode that you're going to hear. We did have some technical difficulties, so I had to chop it up a little bit. But also there was some really great gold that didn't fit inside the 15 minutes. So that's why this episode is long. We've got the normal sort of 15-minute-ish episode. But then after the music at the end, we've got the stuff that I really wanted to include and thought, well, let's just tag it on the end and you can listen to it in your warm down. So the workout for today, this is a workout that she does quite often, but a variation of it. So she does 7 times 1,200 meters, 1.2 Ks, but we're just going to scale that back for us amateurs to 5 times 1,200 meters. And there's a little tricky one. So on the second and fourth intervals, you're going to do a little 400 meter burst in the middle of those intervals where you run at 5K pace rather than 10K pace. So you'll just increase for those two 400 meter bursts just to mix up the speeds a little bit. Makes it a fun workout. Okay, here's Camille breaking down the workout.
All right, so we're really excited and privileged to have on the phone, on the Skype, Camille Buscombe tuning in from what must be a bit of a cold and rainy Bath in the United Kingdom. First of all, welcome along, Camille, and how is that weather over there?
No, honestly, we've actually been quite lucky. Yep. I know that sounds, I'm probably being really optimistic, but we've honestly had quite a lot of days where it's been around 10 degrees. During the day, and it hasn't really dropped below, like, even maybe, I don't know, 4 degrees in the evenings. Like, yeah, we haven't had any snow. We've been really lucky with the rain, and so obviously it's not summer, but but like my standards are pretty low at the moment.
Yeah,
well, 10 degrees, I'm like, oh, I'm wearing shorts.
We just talked before about how you're sort of periodizing your year, I suppose, to try and make sure you get a proper base phase. So it's probably ideal for that kind of mileage time of your year.
Yeah, I think it's been okay. I've been able to do like my longer runs and my long tempos and stuff. Which has been pretty good.
Cool. A lot cooler than what Melbourne would be where you
were. I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
But it would have been pretty nice. Like, I've been watching like everyone's like stories and stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, so sunny. But
yeah, beach envy.
Yeah, right. So I'm super pale and stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, put in that grind in the winter. So we're here to talk about one of your favorite workouts, and I kind of gave you the challenge of finding a favorite interval workout because we're in fast February at the moment, and so you sort of came back and said, well, we do lots of different workouts. Every workout's different. So do you want to talk us through the workout that you have chosen? Because I think it sounds really exciting for people. So what are we looking at today?
Cool. Okay, so today I've chosen my workout as 7 times 1200 with the lat jog recovery in between. Yeah.
So yeah, 1200 for those who are wondering is obviously just over a kilometer. And we sort of, before we pressed record, we thought let's scale it back for everyone listening. We'll do five times 1200, so 1.2k. And 400 meters jog recovery after each of those reps. And what sort of pace are you aiming for with these, or paces, should I say?
Yeah. So the main part of the session is to be done at about 10K race pace. So like each rep is aimed at 10K pace, and reps 2, 4, and 6, the middle lap. So if you did it on a track, obviously between like the middle is done at 5K pace. Cool. So you increase the pace slightly.
So yeah, between 400 and 800 in those
Yes. So reps 2, 4, 6, between 400 and 800, you drop down to 5K pace. But all the other laps are about 10K pace is the aim.
Right.
And then you get a lap jog recovery.
I guess we'll get into the details of the workout shortly, but is it one of those key sessions you'd be doing, or is this kind of like a regular session you'd do throughout the year and tick the box, keep the legs moving?
Yeah, so what we do most of the year we do different sessions most weeks. So it's a similar concept. So we usually run about 10K on the track for our session in total, but it varies each week. So it's like it might be some longer reps, some shorter reps, a combination. It might be same length reps, like 5x1 mile, or like the one I used was the 1200s. And so I don't use it as like key workout in the sense that, oh my gosh, did I do this one workout really well? It means I'm going to run really well. Or basically it's like a combination and a culmination of training over a period of time that leads to the race. So I would say often there's been a couple of key workouts I've done, even especially before Doha. I'd probably had the worst key tester workout of my whole life. So it's never really something I consider like, oh, I nailed that one workout, I'm going to run less than a race. It's just like, it's all the things added together, the long runs, the tempos, the thresholds, your afternoon runs, the gym, everything, how you feel in your easy runs, how you feel on your, like within yourself, in the session, how you recover from the session. That's kind of how I know how I'm going, rather than just this one session. Did I hit these times? I feel like that, because you might be off on that one day. You haven't tapered, you might be in high training. So
Yeah, that's really cool wisdom for people to hear. And like, were you feeling confident? And for those who don't know, you PB'd in both of your events, the 5,000 and the 10,000, running phenomenal time. So 14:58 for the 5K, and then a 31:13, and both got 12. That's impressive.
Yeah, same place.
Yeah. So well done for that. But did you feel like, obviously, like that one session that didn't quite go to plan didn't affect you too much?
I thought I was training quite well. And then we did this like key 10K session that like predicts your 10K, and like I couldn't even do it. I had to stop halfway and have a lap off, and I couldn't hit the times. I was way off. Like I tried to add up the times to just feel better about myself, and I just stopped adding up after like 12 laps. I was like, oh my god, I was so bad. And so I just was like, I can't, like, I just didn't have a good day or whatever. But like, I knew that I'd done, like, I knew that my training was going well, and I knew that my training block had gone well. And the year, like, I had been building, even though I had a few hiccups, I felt like it was still tracking where I wanted to go. And obviously you do the session and maybe you freak out a little bit, but I always just think, well, it's just training's different. Training's not the race. And if you just, like, the race isn't what the specific workout is. The race is like 10, is like a continuous race with not as much pace change, and you're not at altitude, and there's, you know, there's other factors. And so, yeah, if that specific workout was the race, I would have not done very well. But
yeah,
it's like the whole point in training is to like, is to race fast. You know, you do all the training. So you do especially things that you're not good at, which is things like lots of continuous stuff for me. I'm not very good at. And so the more I do, and because I gave like 110% in that workout, I couldn't have done any more. Mm. It still pushes you to get fitter and stronger, and it does help your race. Whether the times were there or not, I still gave, I gave everything I had to that session, and yeah, the times went fast, but I still think it helps. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You would usually do like a 7x1200. We're going to follow in your footsteps and do a 5x1200 with a 400-meter jog.
So do you do this on the road or on the track?
Yeah, so I guess people can choose. If you got access to a track, that would be ideal, wouldn't it? And, yeah, otherwise use a GPS watch and do it on the road.
Sure.
Now, why would you do this workout for you? What are you trying to get out of it?
So the reason I do this workout is, well, the paces are to obviously get used to my 10K pace and 5K pace. So we do a lot of work at race pace just to get the feeling of basically the pace you need to turn your legs over at.
Yeah.
And also, so I guess the first few reps aren't that difficult because it's not that fast, but as the workout progresses and the recoveries aren't that long. So you do reps 2 and 4 with the middle 400 to 800 faster.
Yeah.
So the first three you might feel good, but then on the fourth rep, you still got to pick up that middle bit. And then on the fifth rep, you can like relax again and know you've just got to tick over that same pace. Cool. So it's also like, I think, about practicing a little bit of pace change and just building not quite lactic in your legs, but just sort of, you know, just having that little bit of extra pressure on you. That's kind of why with the pace change, why we do that in that workout rather than just the same pace.
Yeah, that's something we've been doing with Workout of the Week, is trying to teach people to, you know, do like 200s at the start of the workout and then some 200s at the end, and really try and run well with fatigue in your legs. And yes, I guess that's kind of what you're doing with that final rep, aren't you? You're trying to run at race pace with some tiredness and having done some faster bits in there. And then you're trying to really own that race pace and feel nice and comfy at it.
Yeah, and also sometimes when you do that quicker lap, then when you go back to the slower lap, it's easier.
Yeah.
Because your legs have run quicker. So it almost like, it almost gets you feeling, you know, you think, oh, I've got to go quicker. But then when you go quicker, the next lap's actually not that hard because it's easy to hit that next pace because, you know, you've been running at a quicker pace, so you can actually slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you've been, you lifted a heavier weight and then you go and pick up the light ones again. It's like,
yeah.
That's much easier, yeah.
Yeah, and then you go to do the next rep and they're all at that slower pace. It's actually, you start off and you're like, oh, this is okay. So, I quite like that for that reason. And also just the volume of laps, basically. We do a lot of, basically I just need to be able to manage running around a track for a lot of laps.
Totally. Do you swap directions? I'm intrigued to know.
No.
You always go the same direction?
Yeah. I warm up. If I warm up on the track at all, I'll go the opposite way.
Okay.
But like I wouldn't even do a jog lap in the opposite direction. I just carry on in a circle. Yeah. Just, I know I run so many laps on that, in that direction, you'd think. But I only do one session on the track a week, so I don't really think it takes – I don't really get beaten up by it.
Yeah, totally. But you get very good at turning left.
Yeah.
So sometimes in an interval session on the track, people will go out a bit too hard in some of the early intervals.
But. So, yeah, what I do is always try to stick within my paces from the start right through the finish, because I'm always thinking I'm going to feel good now, but on the seventh rep or the fifth rep or whatever, I want to hit my times.
Yeah, cool.
So it's almost like if you can, I almost forward think, and I think maybe I forward think too much times, but it's just especially the first rep, if you can just sort of forward think a bit, you'll hit your actual pace. And then from then on, I try and really focus on the rep itself, because sometimes if you think too far ahead, it seems quite daunting. Yeah. And say after the third rep, you might be quite tired. You think, oh my gosh, there's no way I can do five or seven. But if you just do the rep and then do the recovery and then just do the next rep, suddenly suddenly you've ticked off another rep, and then suddenly you've got one more and you finish the session. Yeah. Basically just trying to stay really present within each rep.
Yeah. Oh, that's great advice.
There we go. That is your workout. 5 times 1,200 meters at your 10K race pace. You've got 400 meter jog recoveries. Make the most of those recoveries. And also, we are throwing in those sneaky little 400 meter bursts where you speed up to 5K pace in intervals 2 and 4, right in smack bang in the middle of those intervals. Go a little bit quicker for that second 400 and just mix up the pace. Teach your body to change gears. Now, big thank you to Camille for joining the show, especially during Fast February, with New Balance helping us out with these prizes with $150 up for grabs for everyone who tags at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ this week. Make sure you get in the draw. Camille is a New Balance sponsored athlete, so awesome to have her repping as well. Do stick around. She shares some gold after the credits and the music at the end of this podcast. I've put it in there because I thought, we have to have this stuff on here. So listen to it in your warm down. Get out there and crush this workout, everyone. Happy running. Hello, my fellow runners. I would love to connect with you all online. So please search for Run Tempo Fit on Instagram, Facebook, and Strava, and use the hashtag TempoFitWow to tag your workouts. And remember, during the month of February 2020, New Balance is giving away $150 of vouchers every week to fuel your run. So tag us in at RunTempoFit and at New Balance NZ to be in the draw to win. Finally, if you have enjoyed this podcast and you've got value out of this workout, would you mind giving us a little 5-star review through your podcast app and subscribing? That would be a huge help to us. Thank you, everyone. Happy running. We are back to the interview with Camille, picking up talking about the Doha World Champs.
It's amazing. How was the temperature there? Because I know they had the aircon cranked up in the stadium. Did it feel hot on the actual track?
No, I think it was really good. I really liked it. It was probably, they reckoned around 25 maybe, but okay. I think that's what they said. They sort of, it's hard to tell because they would put different amounts of air, like,
yeah,
they might have it blasting or they might sort of stop it for a little bit, but the aircon also takes the humidity out of the air.
Oh, nice.
So it wasn't like you didn't get on the track and go, oh my gosh, it's so hot, I feel really like hot.
Yeah,
you just felt like nothing, like because there's no wind,
and
because it's a massive stadium, there's no wind or anything.
Yeah,
so you didn't feel any. You just felt like nothing. You almost felt like you're inside, but you weren't.
Yeah.
I'd say. Yeah. I don't remember thinking I wasn't particularly hot. Like, you're obviously warm, but it wasn't like anything like being outside, like in the actual elements, like outside in the,
totally.
In the, yeah. That was like an oven.
And it definitely sets you up for an exciting year this year, being Olympic year with Tokyo coming up. That's obviously your big goal for the year.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely, like, Tokyo's the big goal this year, and it's really exciting. I've never been to the Olympics before, and it's been something I've always dreamed of, you know, competing for New Zealand at the Olympics. And so, yeah, it's pretty exciting, I think. Yeah, I was pretty excited when I ran the qualifiers. Yeah, because then I was like, okay, wow, this is awesome. Now I just have to, like, basically get to the Olympics now to produce, like, a really good race at the Olympics and take what I've learned from, like, basically all my years and try and sort of just, like, learn and put it all together. And
absolutely.
Yeah, basically, yeah, just but no, it's a pretty exciting time, and it's a really exciting few months ahead, which is pretty cool.
Totally. It seems like, I was just looking through your progression of times, like back from, you know, 2009, I think you did it like 17:40 for 5K, and now you're running under 15 minutes. It's like, wow, that's such a cool progression. But it's definitely like, it's all coming right for Olympic year, which is amazing.
It's a slow progression.
Yeah. So are you're fully qualified? You've got the auto standards?
Well, yeah, I ran the auto standards. Yeah. Obviously, it's like, I'm sure there's like things I have to prove fitness or with the trials, like you apply for like a dispensation because I'm in the UK at the moment. I'll miss the like the national 10K trials and things.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, yeah, I'm physically like, yeah, I've run the auto minute qualifier and I'm like ranked high enough. And I mean, there's not three other people from New Zealand that are going to do it. It would be cool if there was like more of us, but yeah, it's a matter of just being ready when I need to be now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've got to say, and this is something we've talked a little bit about on the Kiwi Running Show, the lack of depth in the ladies running at the moment. Like, there's the likes of yourself, and but often.
Sorry, it just cut out.
Yeah, sorry. And I don't want to go too much into
it. No, it's fine.
But yeah, what are your kind of thoughts on women's running in New Zealand at the moment? Because often what we see.
What did you say just before that? I think it cut out for me.
So I was just saying just the lack of depth in women's running in New Zealand. And often what we see is women coming back from, say, scholarship, and then, you know, there's this kind of pressure to either dive into your career before you have kids or to have kids. And, you know, there's just, we lose a lot of people just naturally to family.
Yeah.
Is the big challenge.
But
yeah, what's sort of your thoughts around how to bolster the ranks, I suppose?
I know. I don't really know. I think it's like, basically, is this recording? Is it still working?
Yeah, it's still recording.
Okay.
Shall we stop the video?
I think so. It's just pausing.
We'll just go. Cool. I'll stop my one. So you.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Well, no, what I was saying is I just feel like it is, well, because obviously with athletics, it's so basically deep in the whole world.
Yeah.
And the times you have to run to rate, say, qualify for Common Games or Champs, Olympics are so fast.
Yeah.
You can't really run those times and work full time and like just live. Like, you really do need to eat. Yeah, some people can do it for sure, but it's obviously, you do need either a group or some sort of setup that allows you to train enough so that when you're basically competing against the people you need to compete against, you've done as much work as they have.
Totally.
Or at least, and so I don't know whether, well, obviously, like, financially as well, athletics is like a really tough sport to be in. It's very limited funding. Like, I was, I basically got no support up until, well, even, I'm trying to think, after Com Games. So I went to World Champs 2017 and then, after Com Games 2018, and then I got some support. So up until then, I got nothing.
You're just on your own.
Well, I joined Nick in the group, and Nick managed to get me some pacing jobs, and that's pretty much it. Or racing to make enough money to just get by, and then working part time, and then a little bit of sponsorship from New Balance at that stage. But it's pretty hard, and you pretty much have no money whatsoever, and you have to train full time and dedicate yourself and pretty much say no to like social things. Yep. and like a little, you can study as well. Obviously, like I studied, but then I stopped studying because I graduated, and then, I went to study my doctorate in psychology, but I withdrew that because then I joined Nick's group instead, and I couldn't do both because I needed to be overseas and training and at altitude. And so it's a pretty massive commitment with no guarantees and no financial support. And you are cool. It'd be cool if you could do it younger, but I wasn't really very young. And so there's a lot of pressure on like, how come you're not getting married? How come you're not having kids? How come you have no money? Like, what are you chasing these ridiculous goals for? You're probably never going to make. And so it's like, if you just went to study, you go, okay, cool, I've got my degree and you can work. Or you go get your degree, then you do your postgrad, and now you can get a good job, and now you can earn money, and now you can have a family, and you can be successful. But like, if you choose the running route, there's like, it's very uncertain. It's very up and down. And there's like a risk of injury, a risk of health, like, you know, things might go wrong. And so I think it's sort of like, there's either a combination of, especially at the moment, there hasn't been a lot of people in New Zealand doing it to look up to. So it's like, you can't really say, oh, well, these people are doing it, it's possible. So I've been lucky. I've had the girls in my group, like since joining Nick in the group, I've had like obviously Jen Lacaz, and I've had Susan and Charlotte. And I mean, I've got such a really great training group to, and I can look up to them and learn from them and see how they do it. So I feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
But I think in New Zealand, I feel like I'm not the only one, and I'm with them on my training camps, and it's fun. And I just feel like I'm normal. They're all similar age to me. I feel like, oh, I'm doing the right thing. But when you're not around people like that, you think, oh, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Why? Like, and so, I don't know. It's just, I know that's like a really massive answer to a question, but it's like, I don't know if that's kind of part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's like, people need to deal with like, pressures of parents and family expectations and all sorts of things. And, you know, I've probably unfairly singled out women's running, but like men's running's got its own issues in New Zealand as well. And I guess we're sort of a bit, we can look at the situation because we've got like Nick Willis and the Robertson twins doing so well at the top end. But you know, they're quite unique examples because like you say, the Robertson twins had to go all in from a very young age and put everything on the line. Then Nick had the fortune of being very successful at a very young age. So they're probably not great examples. And I think for, like you say, for most male or female runners, you've got to take that gamble with it.
And it is a fine line between being like doing what you've got to do to make it, but also it's got to be realistic. So you've also got to be able to either make enough money or be in a training group with people you can train with and you're happy. Or, you know, be able to like, maybe you've got a boyfriend or you don't, or be able to spend some time with them. Like you've still got to be able to have some sort of life to carry on, because it's otherwise you're also too all in and then you have nothing else. And then that's also not good because you're mentally like so focused on running, and say running doesn't go well for some reason or a very short amount of time. There's just nothing else you like in your life that's to make you sort of like a full rounded person. And so it is like a, it's sad because I think obviously New Zealand running and I mean, and women's running in New Zealand used to be a lot bigger. Mm. We used to have like a group of girls competing at the Commonwealth Games, going to the Olympics, like, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's sad because it was really like, it was really cool. But I don't know, like, I don't know how to change that because it's not really about getting more juniors. It's about getting the people that are juniors turning into seniors, you know.
Totally, yeah.
They've almost got to be 20 before they can actually commit full time. It's not about what they're doing at 17. It's about what they're doing when they're 20 and then they need to start training full time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's pretty much when they go, well, it's too hard or we don't know what to do or there's no, like, who's going to coach me to the next level? Like, what races do I get into? Who can manage me to get into races in Europe? Like, how do I make money from the sport? It's just, like, there's no sponsor. Like, it's just, it is an interesting, like, yeah, and I think there's probably just a lot of, I don't know, maybe it's different than it was as well.
Well, I think you are doing a lot of good in that sense. Like, a lot of listeners to the show will be following you on Instagram and social media mm-hmm. and seeing that you're doing it and sort of seeing the sacrifices that you're making. And so that's provides a great role model that you don't just, you know, finish up when you're running 17:40 for the 5K.
But yeah, just keep going because you might run under 15 minutes.
Yeah, 10 like, years down the track and like, boom.
It's like people are like probably going to be like, man, that's way too much of a commitment. I don't want to do that. But no, whatever, people can do. Maybe people still think that's pretty cool. But yeah. I mean, I think it's cool. Like I'm happy I've like kept going and kept like, basically like kept striving because I never would have made it otherwise. And now I've run the standards for the Olympics and that's pretty cool. And I wouldn't have done that. I just missed out on the last Olympic cycle in 2016, but the standards were a lot easier. So I only narrowly missed out on those standards, but had I not basically joined my training group, moved to like, base myself overseas in periods of time and push myself to like, you know, the absolute limit, I never would have been within cooey of the times I needed to hit when these new times came out.
Wow.
So I'm pleased I made that commitment because if I thought, oh, well, all I have to do is run just a little bit quicker in 4 years, then, I mean, the 10K, for example, was like 50 seconds faster than in Rio, and then the 5K was 15 seconds faster.
Wow.
And so I ran like quite a bit under those automatic times, but you still have to like to be in any contention, like women are running so much under 15 and so much under 31. So it's like, yeah, you really do. But yeah, I don't know. Kavana, for me, I just think like it's about believing in yourself, and if you have, I don't know, if you have that feeling or the goal, it's like you're the one that can make it happen. And maybe a lot of people along the way aren't going to believe in you and aren't going to say you can do it. And they're probably going to say you can't do it. But it's like, well, they're not you. It's your life. And I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like there's always going to be people like that and along the way. And it's just about having the people that basically are believers in your corner. And just surrounding yourself with people that think you can do it rather than being like, oh, there's no way. That sounds like a crazy goal. It's like, well, if you think you can do it, like, I mean, there's no real reason you can't because, so it's kind of just like if you can set your mind to something and it's not going to be an easy road, but it's like it's pretty exciting if you can put a goal into like a tick basically, you know, like you can put it on paper and you can go, hey, I actually did it. Like,
yeah, Well, that's the beauty of running, isn't it? Like you, I think it was Oprah Winfrey who said that the quote of running is the ultimate metaphor for life because you get out of it what you put in, and it's so true. Like I'm sort of just scanning through your progression on the Athletics New Zealand website from 1740, like just consistently taking, you know, 20, 30 seconds off and then like creeping forward by a couple of seconds and then that big jump last year knocking 25 seconds off your PB, something like that. Going from 15:19 to 14:58 is just fantastic. To finish up, let's talk about what your goals are coming up this year. Like obviously you've got the standard for the Olympics and the 5,000 and the 10,000. You kind of need to tick a few little boxes just to make sure you're there, but between now and then, any key races that you're looking to line up?
I was aiming on World Indoors, but then that got cancelled, and so yeah, I'm not quite sure of my racing plan. I mean, I'll be racing probably a bit in May and June, in Europe. Not entirely sure of my racing plan yet. I just know the periods, like I know the times that I'm doing my training camps and the racing blocks, but I don't have the races pinned down yet. I won't be doing another 10K before Tokyo, just because it takes quite a lot out of you.
Yeah.
And you've also got to be really prepared to run a fast 10K.
Yeah.
But I'd say I'll do like one or two 5Ks. Maybe something else. Nice. Obviously I really want to get my times down even more, but then also if I can be right when it matters, basically in Tokyo is the aim, is to be at my absolute best then.
Yeah.
Cause it will be fast race, both of them. They won't be slow. Like even though like it's going to be warm, you can still run like pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, there's some speedy girls around at the moment, aren't there? So,
yeah. And so your body can kind of cope with the elements for one race. Like you're not, it's not going to just be like, oh, because it's hot in Tokyo, it's going to be slow. It's like your body can like do what it needs to do. You'll be prepared. Like you'll be able to, it's not going to be slow. Yeah. To make the final and stuff, it's not going to be like jogging around. So obviously the aim would be to get, you know, a faster PB there as well. Yeah, definitely.
And improve on that, those double 12s, maybe a top.
Yeah,
top 10,
I know, right?
Top 8.
I know, seriously. It'll be like trying to like get the next group of girls. Cause I was kind of like behind those packs. And so if you can be in front of like one of the others, then you can come up quite a bit higher.
Totally.
I ran quite a few laps sort of on my own, especially in the final of the 5K. It's just about having the confidence to stay there for those. There's a couple of laps that it gets tough and you think you can't hang on, and then you realize you're not running any slower than the others, and then you're on your own. It's like, oh man, like really just, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot to be, yeah, I learned a lot, and I'm hoping to kind of like, put myself more in the races this time round.
Awesome.
Because, I mean, it gets pretty scary when you're out there and you haven't really been in that position before.
Yeah.
And you might think they're better or whatever. And then you're like, well, hey, I'm actually not as tired as you are. Like, I thought you were tired. Like, you think they seem less tired, but then you replay a video or something, can you look at your face and you're like, what? I wasn't even, like, I'm actually looking fine. Like,
cool. Yeah.
So no, it's cool. That's cool. Awesome. So yeah, that's the focus for this year is.
Totally. Well, you're doing the black singlet proud. It's great to have another Kiwi just ride up there, and all the best for the coming year. Now, where can people follow you? And do you want to do a shout out to those sponsors who are helping keep the dream alive?
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, you can follow my Instagram. It's just my name, at Camille Buscombe. Yep. Or
Camille with an E, Buscombe without an E.
Yes, that's right. And then I have just an athlete Facebook page, which is Camille Buscom NZ. I think that's my athlete page. Yep. And then I have a website which I update with my racing, my racing schedule and my racing results. And yeah. So you can like follow the links and stuff. I try and like update it when I know ahead of time what I'm actually doing. So that's just CamilleBuscom.com, www.CamilleBuscom.com, yeah, for that sort of stuff. And yeah, I guess New Balance is like my main sponsor. So like I run for Team New Balance. I wear everything in my entire life is New Balance, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
So I'm like a walking New Balance.
Yeah, we're doing a giveaway with New Balance in New Zealand at the moment. So we're encouraging people to tag New Balance and Tempo Fit in their workout post. So there's $150 vouchers up for grabs.
Oh,
grabs
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Get in some New Balance.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I love it, obviously. So
totally. Anyone else you want to shout out to?
I'm trying to think. Probably, I don't even know. Yeah. I don't really have that many sponsors. if anyone wants to sponsor me. No.
Yes, get on the bandwagon.
Yeah. I'm open for sponsor offers.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some flights that need paying for. So Air New Zealand, where are you at?
Yeah, I know, right? I know, Air New Zealand. They'll be like, are you a gold medalist at the Olympic Games? It's like, no, but there's a chance.
Yes, there's definitely a chance. Yeah. If you just draw a line on that improvement curve that we talked about.
Yeah.
There's definitely.
If I can just improve another... another like 20 plus seconds this each time, that'd be good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Camille, and really appreciate tuning in on a Friday night where you are. So really appreciate
my raging party plans. Let's be realistic. Yeah.
Thanks heaps, Camille.
Bye-bye.